I'm joined by Tom Finn once again from the Yemeni capital Sana'a. Tom, Reuters is now reporting that the north of the city is controlled by the General Ali Mushin, who defected in March. Is that right?
Yes, actually, I guess that's right, but I don't think it's really much of a development. Ali Mohsin and his troops have long been protecting the protesters at James Square, and that's in the north of the city. And he's also got a barracks. The 1st Armoured Division are based in a barracks in the north of the city. So in that sense, you know, he's based in the north of the city, and a lot of his soldiers are patrolling the streets there. But I don't really think it's a case of him sort of commanding, you know, half a capital or anything like that. It's just the fact that that's his duty and his job now is protecting those protesters at Change Square.
You've been standing on the sidelines while the fighting between Salah's forces, President Salah's forces, and the Yalakmar family have been raging. So is he getting a bit more involved?
Well, as far as I can tell, he's still on the sidelines, although yesterday he made a sort of fiery speech which was released on local press, in which he was telling soldiers not to obey Salah, not to fire on the tribesmen, and generally just being quite kind of openly defiant. And that's kind of what he's been doing. He defected in March, and his position's been very clear. He's no longer supporting Abdullah Saleh. He's protecting protesters, and he's also being, you know, strong, at least in word, in terms of speaking out against the president. But so far, he's still lurking, as you said. He's not coming forward with his troops, and he's doing his best to stay out of this violence, which has been raging the last 4 days or so in Sana'a.
Now, a million-man march is planned for later today. Would that be an attempt to draw Ali Mohsin into the conflict?
I don't think so. As you said, now I can hear the Muslims' call for prayer ringing out, and there's thousands and thousands of people flocking towards the university. Every week we've seen more and more people filling up this motorway, which is sort of a ring road around Sana'a. And you know, last week it was 4 miles worth, and this week it's going to be more. As far as Ali Mohsin's concerned, again, his troops kind of follow along and just kind of watch over these protesters. You know, they stand on top of the buildings, and you know, they're just there more just as a show. You know, they're not incredibly well equipped, these guys. A lot of them are just soldiers with Kalashnikovs. They're more just there as a sort of symbol, you know, that he's there looking after them. Again, I don't think, as things stand, that he's going to make any moves towards clashing, because that's clearly going to be catastrophic if we have the military firing on the military in Yemen.
Dozens of people have been killed over the last few days. You were talking yesterday about a sort of exodus of residents from the city. How come we're expecting such a big turnout when there's so much violence?
Well, things have slowed down a lot in the last 24 hours. There's been a sort of eerie, quiet hanging over Sana'a at the moment. I'm told that there are tribal mediators, you know, doing some negotiations behind the scenes. And we haven't heard any mortar fire or machine gun fire for the last sort of, at least the last 10 hours or so. So, you know, as far as the exodus is concerned, things have calmed down a bit in Sana'a. There isn't the same sort of tense panic that I was feeling on the streets yesterday. And you know, the residents that are still here, which is still the vast majority, more people will be joining the protest today because of this violence. You know, the idea that they desperately don't want to see Yemen dragged into a violent conflict, and therefore want to show their, you know, their solidarity with the peaceful protesters, who desperately want the Western media to shift back and look at them, because, you know, a lot of the media has slipped away from this protest movement in the last few days, you know, and focused very heavily on these clashes.
Tell me a bit more about this involvement of tribal mediators. Does that point to a possible interference by Saudi Arabia?
Quite possibly. I mean, I think it's the second attempt, as far as I can understand, at a serious tribal mediation negotiation. And on Tuesday night, the first attempt, Ali Abdullah Saleh sent some prominent sheikhs to go to Ahmar's house, and they were sitting chewing gas in the basement, and when a shell, and you know, the building came under heavy fire from the government, and a shell thudded into the floor above them, and the whole ceiling collapsed. And scores of these sheikhs were injured, and one of them was killed. This was seen as a real, you know, a terrible thing. You know, these negotiators had been sent there by the president to kind of try and calm things down, and then the government had shelled the building. So it looked like the negotiation efforts were going to be. We're going to be, you know, complete utter failure. But, you know, as I said, now 10 hours of silence, it's hard to know if it's Saudi Arabia or not. It's quite possible that they may now be doing something behind the scenes. Certainly, I mean, the way that Saudi Arabia, I think, will act first will be to do stuff behind the scenes as opposed to, you know, sending troops in. They have lots of informal networks and patronage with politicians, businessmen, you know, within Yemen, and are able to sort of pull the strings in Yemen without people really knowing about it. So it's quite possible that you know, that they're involved in these negotiations that are happening at the moment.
As ever, it's very difficult to know exactly what's going on in Sana'a. We're getting reports on Twitter of jets flying over and even sort of attacking forces in the north. Is that credible?
I don't think so. I think a lot of kind of a direct result of this violence has been a lot of sort of sensationalist and fear-mongering sort of tweeting going on, even amongst the, you know, Yemenis. A lot of kind of rumours being around and then being, you know, rapidly tweeted and not going anywhere. I mean, the jets fly over Sana'a, you know, on a daily basis, military jets and stuff, and it's as far as I can tell, there's no real reports of any bombing or anything. But certainly we've had this escalating kind of tension on Twitter between these different tweeters who, you know, they'll hear a piece of news and just put it out there without any backing, and then it will get picked up. And even with the airport closing, I think all that really happened was that a couple of us were diverted to Aden. But within a few hours, we had the BBC reporting that, you know, that the airport was closed, and that, you know, so I think there is a danger in this in Yemen, especially with the search for foreign reporters and things on the ground. It's difficult to get the facts right.
Well, you keep us straight. You're going to give us an update on the protest later on.
Will do. Yeah, I'll be heading there later.
Thanks a lot, Tom.
Cheers, guys.